On Saturday, May 9th, the word trash and treasure sale comes to a lot of people, and we're in the office now of the supervisor of the, well, we're going to ask her what her position is, Haley Nickerson. Haley, what is your position here?
I am the supervisor of the John Miller Civic Center.
Hey, a little background on you. Where were you born and brought up?
I was born and brought up right here in Holton, Maine.
You went to Holton High?
I went to Holton High School. I left for college, and I came right back when I was done.
Where'd you go to college?
I did my freshman year at Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg, Virginia, and then I transferred to University of Maine, Farmington. I missed the Maine atmosphere.
What'd you major in, Haley?
I majored in social enterprise, which is like nonprofit business.
And your parents?
My father's from Holton. He's a Nickerson, worked on the railroad for years. My mom is the nutritionist at Holton Regional Hospital. She was born in New York but moved up here after college.
Now, your position here?
My position here, I'm the Civic Center Supervisor.
And how long have you been there?
I've been officially in the position for 2 years. I've actually worked at the Civic Center through high school and stuff, though, so I've been at the facility for a while.
Now, tell us a little bit about this trash and treasure.
The trash and treasure sale, we do 2 a year. We've been doing them since I started here. It's a lot of fun. We do one in the spring, one in the fall, and they've been growing consistently. You know, it's a slow process, but we're plugging away, and they keep getting more successful. So we're hopeful for this spring one to be the biggest one yet.
Well, now, tell me a little bit about it. What, people look in their attics and so forth and find out things?
Yeah, we have kind of a variety of stuff. Some people will bring, you know, old clothes, baby stuff, kind of yard sale type of things. And then we have other people who do homemade food. We have handmade soap. We have handmade jewelry. We have all kinds of different stuff. It really, you know, there's a huge variety.
Well, now, there's a lot of people have probably a barn or an attic someplace where the things are stored that they have treasures that they don't even know about.
Oh, for sure. What, you know, what you don't want, I'm sure someone else does want.
How about old comic books?
Oh, I bet they'd go. I bet they'd go well.
Well, a lot of people probably have those that don't realize how valuable they are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's stuff here that, you know, I'm sure you wouldn't think was worth anything, but, it, you know, to someone else, it's worth a lot of money. Or to a collector, it's worth a lot of money.
Well, now, let's start from the beginning. Right? Some of them listening now might have something that they don't know whether it's valuable or not. What procedure do they go through? Do they bring it here, or how do they sell it, or what?
I mean, if you have stuff that you're interested in getting rid of, then you know you're always welcome to set up a booth here and see if there's anyone who is interested in buying it from you.
They set up their own booth?
Yep, we sell booth space, 10x10 spaces, and then the vendors, whoever's renting the space, will bring in their stuff, fill up their space however they want, and go from there.
Where'd the name Trash and Treasure come from? Do you know?
I'm not sure. It's a pretty common name for events like this.
Uh-huh. Who else is involved with this, working with you?
Just me. Just me.
You handle it pretty much. Now, again, the hours, Haley.
The hours. It's Saturday, May 9th. It goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For vendors, we have an additional setup day and a teardown day for them. But, yeah, for the public, 9 to 3.
Well, now, what about people that have to bring it in prior to that date? They have to set up their booths prior to the 9th.
You're not required to set up early. You can come in that morning if you want, but it's easier for a lot of people to just get it out of the way the day beforehand so you don't have to rush in the morning, you know, to get it all set up.
Any particular items over the last few years that you call to mind that might have somebody found something that was quite valuable?
Real valuable? I'm not sure. There is a gentleman who usually comes who has a lot of James Bond collectibles, and those are always really cool. There's people with old, you know, hunting stuff, fishing stuff. There's art here. You know, it's a lot of great stuff.
I'm sure John Bush, he must have a lot of things, pictures and so forth.
I don't know if
he... You know John, he's the one that has all the pictures around of old Holton.
Oh, yes. But he's never been here, but yeah, those are great.
Well, Haley, again, let's go through this again because a lot of people see this brochure around and see it advertised. But on the sale items, you have listed here quite a few things.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of yard sale stuff. There's food, some really valuable antiques and collectibles. There's crafts, you know, primitive stuff. There are beauty products like soap and lotion, things like that, handmade jewelry. There's really all kinds of different stuff.
Well, people probably might find some good buys.
Oh, definitely. Like, I get a lot of gifts here, actually. A lot of the jewelry and soap and stuff, it makes really good gifts for people.
And again, there's no admission?
No admission fee. It's free to the public to, you know, promote a, you know, a busy crowd and more sales for the vendors.
Now, Haley, is there any other things that you want to promote here from the Millar Auditorium?
Well, we'll be having some more events throughout the summer. We'll have some more roller derby bouts if you missed the last one.
Well, Millar is a very, very serviceable area for people to work at because you have a lot of space here. What happens in the summertime with the ice?
Well, after we push the ice out in the, you know, the spring, we start setting up. We have the trade show here, which has already, you know, gone by for this year. That's an annual event. We have the gun show every year. This year we've got, like I said, some roller derby bouts. We have soapbox derby every year. Every other year will be the Energy Expo. There's a lot of different events in the summer. It's a little slower than the winter, though.
Haley, now if somebody wants some information about the Millar, is there a number they can call?
Sure. They can call the Civic Center, 532-1313, or you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/John Miller Civic Center.
Well, again, Haley, let's go over once more the times and the spaces available here at the Millar.
Sure. The event will be held on Saturday, May 9th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Admission is free, and we do still have some space available if you're interested in getting rid of some stuff.
And that doesn't only include people in Houlton, but all over the county.
Oh, yeah, anywhere. We've got vendors from, you know, northern Aroostook. We have vendors from southern Aroostook. We've got vendors from out of Aroostook. So, yeah, we got room for everyone.
Do you have any Canadian visitors?
Oh, yeah. Actually, a lot of our vendors commented on, they were, like, shocked how much Canadian business they got. Yeah, there's a lot of Canadian visitors.
Well, Haley, thanks very much for the time you spent. And, again, it's Saturday, May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., at the John Millar Civic Center here in Houlton. And there's always plenty of parking space, Haley.
That's for sure.
Thank you very much, Haley Nickerson.